بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform my servants, your ummatis, fattabi'uni, follow my way of life. Then Allah ta'ala will grant you His love, yuhbibkum Allah. Allah will make you His beloved, which is a very, very great thing. To become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an ordinary thing. This is the greatest thing that we should be aspiring, we should be making dua for. This is what we actually have to be working for. And then not only will Allah make you His beloved, Allah will first forgive you. In other words, there won't be any taunts against your name, etc. That you are this kind person and that kind person and that kind person. You will enjoy the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly in the year after, without any feeling in the heart that what did I do. No, Allah will forgive you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And why? Because Allah loves to forgive, and because of the mercy of Allah. It's not that we deserve to be forgiven. And it's not that we deserve. A person should just think, where me, and to follow the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best way of life. So just on that a person makes shukr, that will bring enthusiasm to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we don't know, unfortunately, who our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. That is why we just take it for granted. And we go according to the flow of the time. Whatever fashion comes in, we are just going with the flow. And we don't realize who we are. We are the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we were just busy discussing the sunnahs when awakening. And after a person awakens, the first thing he should try and do, make miswak. And this is separate to the miswak you will make after that when you make wuzu also. That's a separate sunnah, this is a separate sunnah. Then after you have made your wuzu, etc., when wearing one's trouser, first put on the right leg, then the left one. When putting on a kurta or shirt, first put on the right sleeve and then the left one. We are maybe doing it generally, but do it with the intention. This is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just consciously. The same procedure should be followed when wearing a vest, when wearing a shoe. First put on the right shoe. When removing any garment or shoe, first remove the left, then the right. This is the sunnah method when removing any garment from the body. So this also we should teach our small children. We see our two-year-old children every day, Charlie Chaplin. Left shoe, right shoe in the left leg, left shoe in the right leg. So tell the child, but you, this is the sunnah. First put your right shoe in your right leg. And tell him the word sunnah, so he knows. And this is the way of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise our Hazrat Hakim sahab rahmatullah ali used to say, that is one of three ways you can wear your trouser. One is, you wear the trouser from the left side. That's the shaitan's way. Don't follow shaitan's way. The other way is, you put your trouser on two chairs in the middle of your room, and now you run like you are playing, you're running from a runway, and try and jump in. You say you'll break your head, so don't do that stupid way. So the only way that's left is the best way. Wear it from the right side. So everything, if you just ponder a little, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best way that a person can do anything. So there's no question that should I do it this way or not. But sadly, we are unmindful, so we are just negligent. We are losing hundreds and hundreds of shaheed sawabs by the day. If a person only know the value of one drop of a shaheed, then Allahu Akbar. There are so many incidents of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, what du'as they made that we become shaheed. So anyway, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding as we do this course of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we do this course, then the eagerness of following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc., will come in our heart. And this is the cause of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that also, with these poems that are being recited, this is not just a formality, although this is not the main zikr itself, but this is to enhance our concentration and build our connection with Allah and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yesterday we learned the poem, how we beg Allah ta'ala that now don't let the effect of anything else besides you come in my heart. Whatever I see, I should be seeing you, and let me be unmindful of all the news of everybody else. Let me be having your news, O Allah. And that is why we have come here. And very important, that is why our Hazrat teaches us, leave our cell phones one side, or put it totally off. Don't worry of the news, what is happening. When you got no news, then the best news is the news of Allah. No news is good news. But today, myself, we can't just stay without the news. And where people get time to read all the news, all the clips that come, only Allah Ta'ala knows. Further, in the next poem we learn, Ilahi atahu zarra dard dil, ke marta hai bedard bimar tera. That, oh Allah, just give me an atom of the pain of the heart. That is that concern, that am I obeying your commands or not? Just whenever one drop comes, then a person thinks that, why am I living? For who am I living? Allah gave me my life. So my concern should be that am I living my life for Allah Ta'ala. So this is why the Mashaykh have termed it as dard-e dil, the pain of the heart. This is the real pain. This is such a pain that you'll feel eased in this pain. There'll be comfort in this pain. And then what is this pain? Ke marta hai bedard bimar tera. That this person who is sick in all the other pains of the world, that all this pain now disappears. And now I become a person that I am dying with all this other pain. What is of this pain, that pain, but I don't have the pain that am I obeying Allah's command? Is Allah happy with me? That is the pain. When that pain comes, all the other pains of the worries of dunya, etc., will disappear. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding to realize these realities. And this will come with this beautiful cause of Anwarus Salah, the reality of our Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. That as we are discussing, that when a person comes to realize, just get the understanding, what is the knowledge of salah, then a person already, if he makes an intention that now I want to correct my salah also, I also want to get this reality. And as we explained, the three types of knowledge, ilmul yaqeen, haqqul ainul yaqeen, and haqqul yaqeen. That is ilmul salah, when you come to know what is salah about. You just hear the reality, what is salah about. Otherwise, we think namaz is just, I must go for my namaz, read my namaz, and it's Zuhr time, it's Asr time, etc. So we don't know what is salah all about. And we are then, even then the thought comes, it's a burden, I'm busy with this work, that work. No, when you know what salah is about, then you already get eagerness. And then, Ainus Salah, when you see people who did the cause and are performing Salah, then you'll realize, amen, what, how these people read Salah, and how I read my Salah. Like many of us, myself, we are reading in a day 50 rakats, but just up and down, so many rakats, the person thinks I read so many rakats, but all those rakats, we didn't even stand in Qiyam properly, we went in ruku, hardly stood up from ruku properly, in sajda, we hardly sat properly in between. So many rakats a person reads, and what is the value of that? Just wasting, like many times, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions also, that many people, they fast, but they gain nothing from their fast, just hunger. Many people stand in Taraweeh, gain nothing from their Taraweeh, just getting tired. Because we don't know the reality. When you do that reality and you see people how they perform Salah, our Mashayikh, etc. And as Hazrat says, he saw in his life also people like the students of Manas, Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullahi, in our country, great, great people like Mufti Sanjalvi, Rahmatullahi, etc. When they used to perform Salah, it was something that you were astonished at how these people used to perform Salah. And then when you start trying to perform and correcting your Salah, then see now the enjoyment of that Salah. Now you realize 2 rakats of Salah with proper concentration, etc. is far better than 50 rakats of Salah. And then you realize what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Qurratu Aini fi Salah. But that is when we get, when we have the current in our Salah. All the currents, like today, even in dunya things, just to make a cup of tea, for example. Then there's so many things you need. You need an electric kettle. Then you need the water. Then after that you need the kettle must be working properly. The socket in the kettle. Then the plug must be working. Then the socket where you're going to plug it in the wall, that must be working. One thing if it's not working, there's no current coming somewhere, you stay until Qiyamah, your water won't boil also. It's exactly the same in our Salah. One current is missing and we don't have connection. Then we see we're just reading namaz. Why? And that is what we learned, that for that namaz, there is destruction, wail. And wail, one meaning is, it's a pit in Jahannam, where the whole of Jahannam itself, it seeks refuge from that pit. So Allah Ta'ala save us, that we realize, and how to achieve this, further Hazrat mentions here, aur uske mutala se har namazi ko kuch fayda zarur hota hai, lekin ye bhi zahir hai ke haz mutala se har koi khud aisi namaz ada karne par qadir nahi ho sakta hai, jab tak ke kisi khas tarbiyat se uski mashq na kare. And thus also Hazrat says that by just listening to this kitab, and just read and learning about Salah, etc., that will not be sufficient. Yes, you'll get benefit. You'll get a benefit to realize that what is namaz all about. But that will be just an outward benefit. That after studying and paying attention and doing this lesson over and over, then a person will only get the ability to perform such namaz until he does his special tarbiyat, his spiritual training. And that is, can only be done from a sheikh. Without the training of a sheikh, a person will never able to achieve. And but that is why we have come here. That a person first learns and gets this connection. That is why it is so important to become bad to a sheikh. And then like our Hazrat explained, not that you just think I'm bad, I'm bad to this great sheikh. But you don't keep connection. And you don't then do what the sheikh tells us. We don't do our zikr. A few days after Ramadan, we still got the josh, we do it, and then we get lax. And then no attending majlis, no contact with the sheikh, etc. Then we will see, we will even forget what course we did. We'll even forget, somebody asked us, you went to the majlis, what you learned? We'll even forget we learned about namaz, etc. So a person should understand and realize that a person has to do, make his tarbiyat, in other words, your spiritual nurturement, and the niyat, your intention has to be there, that I want to correct my life, and correct my life only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is extremely important. And when a person do this, then, Hazrat says, kyunki saadaton ke usool mein, aadatullah is tarah jari hai, ke kasb aur mehnat karni padti hai, phir us par atai wahabi taur par, atai wahabi taur par hoti hai. That the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that this dunya is called the dunya of asbab, means. Even for dear dunya we have to use means, but even for our deen there's means. That is, you come and make an effort, like you want to say, you may want your child to become hafiz. You make an effort, take him to the madrasa, enroll him. Now he starts learning his sabak, he repeats, and as he is repeating, it's not that he is getting the words himself. Now Allah sees that the banda is eager. He's making an effort. Now as a gift, Allah puts that words in your heart. As a gift. So this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise our whole life's effort, we can't achieve anything on our own. But the system of Allah is to see that we got talab, that desire. What is the sign of desire? The sign of desire is now you make that effort how much you can. And this is what is called tawfiq, that you use your tawfiq, how Allah Ta'ala has made the ability. In other words, you go to a sheikh and see if you are sincere to do it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, the mashayikh, they are sincere. They worried of your tarbiyat. And they worried to connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although even if perchance you went to a sheikh whose object was not to connect you to Allah, his object was to take out some dunya benefit from you. That he saw, oh, this is a rich murid, let me make him my murid, etc. And if your intention was sincere, and you were sincere, even if the sheikh was not sincere, Allah Ta'ala will grant you that great gift. So it is each one our connection. Like Allah Akbar, our Hazrat explains one, two examples, that there was a person who was a murid of one sheikh, and the sheikh, more his attention was that who are the rich murid, at least they'll give me presents, etc. They'll give me some money, etc. So he was not paying more attention on the tarbiyat of the murid, but they were sincere. And they were, whatever zikr he used to tell them, they used to do it properly. They used to come to his majlis. So one day one murid saw a dream, and he came quickly to the sheikh. He said, Hazrat, I saw a dream. Say, what dream you saw? And this is also very important. We don't live in a dream world. But certain dreams sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows so that we can take benefit, which is called basharat. So he said, Hazrat, I saw a dream that on my one finger there was stool, and the other finger had honey. So immediately the sheikh, without even listening to the full dream, he said, it's obvious, you can see the finger of stool, that's your, you are inclined to dunya. And the honey, that finger shows that that person, he is inclined to akhirat. He says, Hazrat, I didn't complete the dream. So Hazrat says, what is the completion of the dream? He says, the finger that had stool was in your mouth, and the finger that had honey was in my mouth. Then he realized that he is coming to the sheikh to gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, to for his tarbiyah. And the sheikh is using him to get dunya. But because he is sincere, he will get it. So much so that Allah Akbar. Hazrat explained that, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, that every year Ramadan Sharif used to sit in itikaf 30 days, and then 10 days after that also Hazrat used to sit. And Hazrat used to, Hazrat's majlis used to be very short, that is between Maghrib and Isha. After supper, just that little time before Taraweeh starts. But it used to be a silent majlis. And Hazrat hardly used to talk much. Now and then used to say something. But people used to benefit. That is why Mashaykh explained that when we come to the Shaykh, Allah said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Just be in the company of the pious servants. Allah didn't say you have to listen to a bayan or something. Like we, our condition is when there's no bayan, then I say, I'm not going for majlis. No, the object is to be in the company of the mashayikh. That is why one great wali of Allah, Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullahi, was a very great sheikh. He said, if people can't benefit from my silent majlis, they won't benefit from my talking majlis. So just to realize, Allahu Akbar. And like the judge in the time of the British, Judge Akbar Allahabadi, he had a high position. In dunya also, because he had that knowledge, he was a top lawyer, he became a judge. But when he realized that, what am I wasting my life in all these things? And he made connection with a sheikh, with a pious personality. Then he himself realized, and what an advice he gave to the whole world. He said, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. He says you won't get deen. That is the reality, to be practicing on deen with eagerness. Like Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. That you tire yourself in calling people towards Allah Ta'ala. And after you tired whole day, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, then still have eagerness to stand up middle of the night. And that eagerness to be talking to Allah Ta'ala. Although, like we all say, we tired, especially in the month of Ramadan Sharif. But we see the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they know this tiredness is not going to go in dunya. Dunya, mehnat karne ki jagah hai. Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to say, this place is a place to make an effort to get connected to Allah. So don't worry of the tiredness, it will never go. In the qabr, then you'll have aram karne ki jagah. You'll have a nice rest before you go enjoy yourself in Jannat. So Akbar Allahabadi said, where will you get this taste of deen? It, you know, matter how tired you are, you will just be eager to move. And you'll like after Tarawih, we are tired, we say, oh, still program. But you just program your mind and think, what I'm going to benefit. My tarbiyat is going to be made. My spiritual chairman is going to be made. Now you won't sit in a program half sleepy and you don't concentrate. You'll try your best. You'll force yourself to concentrate. You'll sit with proper adab, with respect. You won't think that, no, I'm just passing my time. No, these programs are extremely important. It's not just for fill up a slot and make us tired. So he says, you just by studying kitabs alone, you won't get this. Just by spending money in a path of Allah, it's easy to give 100,000 rand check as sadaqah, you are a rich man. But to read 2 rakats namaz with concentration, how difficult that is. To leave out 1 guna, how difficult it is. So he says, you won't get this reality by just reading kitab, by sitting in a car, by spending money, but buzurgo ki nazar se, with the special gazes of the pious servants of Allah. And like it is mentioned, there's a hadith al-aynu haqqun, that the spell of an eye is true. Normally we take it as a negative, that the child is crying so much, somebody made bad nazri, there's evil effect on the child, etc. So Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, who was a great muhaddith of his time, he explained so beautifully. And he said that if an evil eye has got an effect, and like today, sadly, we see our daughters, etc., just going to the bazaars, no scarf, nothing, and forget the bazaars. They on the Twitter and they on whatever, all this, the news media showing their pictures, and then they complaining that I've got this headache and I got this problem. So all the evil eye spells are falling on them, and they don't realize. But Hazrat says, they don't just take it in the negative, take it in the positive. When an evil eye can have an effect and cause you a headache and cause you problem, then for kaifa nazrul arifin, what will be the effect of the gaze of a pious person? The gaze of a pious person, one wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala traveled in the train in India from one city to another city, a long trip, and just passing by as he was looking at the places, 90,000 Hindus became Muslims. Just by his gaze. So just the gaze of a pious person alone, it will make a kafir into a Muslim. And it will make a sinful person like myself, worse sinner, it will make us a good Muslim. So that is one thing. And then if we follow what they teach us, then see how. So Hazrat says that just alone by just studying the kitab alone and just listening to the lesson alone, don't think I did my course. No, you have to do your tarbiyat, you have to do your spiritual nurturing, and then you have to come with a regular, keep contact with the sheikh, etc. Do your zikr, etc. Then you will see, and then you will understand the reality of this cause. And then Hazrat says that the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you make an effort, then Allah will bless you with it. You just make a little effort. What is our effort? So broken. But Allah will give you as a gift connection with Allah Ta'ala. And like I was explaining, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh explained one time in his one majlis, just for a few moments he spoke, That if the murid is sincere, even if the shaykh is not so sincere, because of your sincerity, that you want connection with Allah. Not we came here just for the food, or we came here just to pass our time for programs, or I come here just to say, Mawlana is very well known in the world, etc. No, I come here to get connection with Allah. To learn how to get connected with Allah. And then, like Hazrat explained, there was the two people who went to get bed to one person. That this person, his father was a very pious man. But generally, like it is explained, that the people, two types of people don't benefit from a sheikh. One is the family members themselves. They just take it for granted. Oh, this is my father. They don't realize how great, etc. he is. So fortunate are those sons who realize and they follow in the footsteps of their pious father, then what they'll attain. And one is the people of the town. They just take it for granted. Like it is said in Gujar Urdu, Ghar ka murghi, dar balabar. That the chicken of your house, you think, it's just an ordinary chicken, it's like dar. You don't know the value of the chicken. So exactly the same, like we see here, when you're on at the shore of the ocean, then you just take it, I got a lot of water. But when you don't have water, then you'll see. So people who got the sheikh in their company, but they don't take benefit, they don't come to the majlis when it's just walking distance, forget coming with a car also. So anyway, just two people, they went to take bed to a certain sheikh, and his son wasn't taking benefit from his father. But then the father gave him khilafat that after I pass away or after I leave, then you must run the khanka. But he didn't know nothing about how to make murids, tarbiyat, etc. He just sat there because now he is in the father's place. These two people came and they came to take bath. He made them bath, but he did ask him what wazifa. He doesn't even know what wazifa to give them. So he told them that I got a land there. Outside, there is a big land, you must be digging and cultivating every day. So they taught the sheikhs wazifa, we must listen. They were sincere. And they started digging every day, they used to dig whole day. And this was their wazifa. Till because of their sincerity, Allah gave them a stage that now they could see that where they are reaching. And then they say, hey, we're progressing, we're getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. So they decided that let us ponder and meditate. If we are getting closer to Allah, then where must be the position of our sheikh? And they tried to see and see, and they couldn't see the sheikh anyway. And then when they went to the sheikh and explained to him that, Hazrat, Allah Akbar, Allah opened this little kashf to us that we can see the position, how we are going ahead and getting closer to Allah, but we don't see you in the position. Where are you? Where your position must be? Then he realized, and from their sincerity, he made tawbah. That if those people, without even proper wazifa, they're making an effort on land, and their intention is Allah, and they're reaching so high, then me, why should I be just wasting my time? So exactly the same, that when a person makes this effort, and comes here with the intention only for the pleasure of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will grant as a gift. Then Allah will give you as a gift that, as Allah Ta'ala says, even in Jannat, ata'an min rabbika, that it is a special gift from Allah Ta'ala. A person should never ever think, I became hafiz, I became a murid. First of all, Allah brought us, this is the kindness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna ہم چاہنے کہ تو قابل نہیں. That, oh Allah, if you have chosen me, it's only your kindness. So we mustn't think that I went to majlis, I went to, this is only Allah's fazl and karam. Who Allah wants to choose, he can choose. And Allah's system is, one is that you make an effort, then Allah bless you. But there is another system which is called jazb, that Allah just pulls you. And that is what we should be making dua, although the normal system is, we have to make that effort, but make dua, Allah just pull me, make me jazb. And as Allah Ta'ala says, يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, whoever Allah desires, just with His mercy, Allah Ta'ala will choose you. And we see that is why our Sheikh always reminds us and says so beautifully that in our Dada Sheikh's beautiful one poem, that as I de nada kisi gunegar ko hakir mat samjo. That you think that now you're treading this path of, you became a murid, you're making zikr, now you're getting just inclined to the world, you're getting closer to Allah, now you're looking at down at other sinners. Look at these people. They got no time for namaz also. They got no time watching movies, etc. Hazrat says that, oh, you are still immature in your love for Allah. Don't look down upon any sin for a sinner. Because you don't know which minute Allah can change his life and he is gone. And you, because you're thinking bad, you are dropping all the time. In your tahajjud you are dropping. And so Allah Ta'ala's system, one is just. That Allah will just end. Allah says, Allah yajtabi may yasha. Allah pulls whom He desires. And our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh used to teach us, just beg Allah, oh Allah, I'm too weak. I can't even make a little effort, oh Allah. Please, you just make me just. You pull me. But it doesn't mean you just make that dua and you sit. No, carry on with our tarbiyah. Consciously and be firm, attend the majlis regularly. If we are far, you listening online, but don't let just the line be on and you offline. No, you doing other work and you just think, like when you listening to Quran Sharif is playing and you talking, you carrying on your other work, then rather off the Quran Sharif. Similarly, woman also listened or online or listening on the transmitters, but they carrying on cooking, they carrying on talking, you won't benefit. You must sit like you in the presence of your Shaykh. Then you will benefit. So Hazrat explains here that we should understand. One is that Allah will just pull you and we should be begging, hope for that. But that is not the general system. Don't think I'm in that category that Allah can just pull me. And we see there are so many great pious personalities. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayh was a highway robber. And Allahu Akbar, overnight Allah made him a wali of Allah. Fuzail ibn Ayaz was a drunkard. And overnight in a dream he saw his condition. That where, what is the day of Qiyamah? And it's so difficult, my amal can't help me. He had a small orphan girl, a daughter which he kept as a pet. And he kept her in a house. She had her bottle in his hand and she said, she was reading the ayat. That, is it not time now? That now you start fearing the commands of Allah Ta'ala and you start fearing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He got up in the morning, he broke his bottle and he became the wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we, if we come here with sincerity, Allah Ta'ala's kindness is such that Allah will just gift us. Allah will give, although we don't deserve, where can we get nisbat and connection with Allah Ta'ala? But Allah sees you are eager and you are making your tarbiyat, and this tarbiyat is not just for a matter of 40 days, 4 months. No, it is lifetime. As you do your tarbiyat, you realize, ah, I'm still far. I still got so lot diseases. I still got so lot pride in my heart. So lot show, etc. All that, then a person becomes more and more eager. Chunanche Allah Ta'ala shanau ki rahmat agarche kisi illat wa sabab ke muhtaj nahi. And that is what Hazrat is explaining, that although Allah Ta'ala's mercy doesn't look for any reason and cause, that because you're doing an effort, now Allah will give you. No, Allah can give you without an effort also. So Allah Ta'ala, but the natural system of Allah Ta'ala is that we make an effort and we are being sincere. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will open to our heart. And then Allah Ta'ala will give us eagerness and we have no ulterior motive. So we study this kitab under the guidance of a Shaykh and then see how a person now, he looks eager and he becomes a genuine murid of his Shaykh. Then see how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala blesses him. And for this then Hazrat explained that the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is such, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That verily Allah Ta'ala's mercy is close to those people who try to do good. And this is the muhsineen, people who do good. In other words, we must be working for that quality of ihsan. that now we realize when we stand in front of Allah, as if Allah, I am seeing Allah. We can't realize that, but we should know Allah is watching me all the time. Not we have this idea, some people say, that how shaitan fools you. Never mind, carry on, go to the casino, tomorrow you'll make tawbah. Allah is very merciful, Allah is very merciful. No, Allah is merciful upon those people who are trying to do good and making an effort to stay away from evil, and they realize our effort is useless. Where can our effort be accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala? So for such people, Allah's mercy is very close to for such people. And this is the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Allah has made it very easy. Imagine on our own if we had to make our spiritual reformation. We should have never able to do that. That is why Allah Ta'ala has made the system. Allah sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, and just the sohbat, the company of the pious servants. See the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and when we read their history, where they were lost in the world, involved in even burying their own daughters alive. But when they came just 1 minute in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with ikhlas, with sincerity, see how Allah Ta'ala made them. Until today, the lowest ranking Sahabi, all the pious of the world, the highest pious personality can never gain the rank of the lowest Sahabi. So we should realize, and this is the benefit of what is Sohbat, that is the company of the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but our object and purpose should be the pleasure of Allah. Not I come here, I must become famous, I must get the khilafat, people now must start respecting me and know I'm a special, no, sir, I'm a right-hand man of the Sheikh. There's no right-hand man and left-hand man of the Sheikh. This is a total misconception. Oh, I senior Khalifa, etc. That only Allah Ta'ala knows who's senior. Our intention should be specific only to gain the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we see Allah Ta'ala's system is that sometimes you see in a house where people are totally unmindful of deen, but Allah's mercy, one person comes out from there, he becomes a wali. That is like it said in Urdu, that shaitan ke pet se wali nikla. From the stomach of shaitan, a wali came out. And on the other hand, a pious home, and you see how people go off the line. And people, so we have to realize that we have to be sincere and beg Allah Ta'ala, and then see how Allah Ta'ala, as we make a little effort, and this effort also we not making, Allah is giving us tawfiq to make this effort. So when we get the eagerness to come to majlis, etc., make shukr to Allah. But every time we have to correct our intention for my Islam, for my spiritual reformation, to gain connection with Allah. That is why Father Hazrat says, Lihaza Hazrat Sayyid Sahab, Rahmatul Qadda Sirru, Aziz ki takreer, dil pazir ko dil mein jamane aur amal mein lane ke liye, darje zail 5 asbaq ke taur par tahreer karte hain. Asal takreer ke alfaz ko khud khadak, خط کا سیدھا کیا گیا اور عمل میں لانے کی ترتیب بطور فوائد درج ہو گئی. Then Hazrat says, that is why to achieve this connection with Allah Ta'ala, this beautiful bayan of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, which when a person realizes what a bayan about namaz, what he has taught us, then a person with eager will sit in this lesson and want to learn this lesson. And remember, on your own you can't read it. On your own, yes, you'll get the information. The kitab is printed in English also on Warus Salah. But without the tarbiyat of a sheikh, you won't get the reality of this. You won't get the benefit. So Hazrat is saying here that just in order to get this down into our lives, that is to bring it into our heart and bring it into action, Hazrat has mentioned here there are 5 lessons, Pan Sabak, Hazrat has mentioned. And the actual the bayan, yes, put a line upon it. These were the words of the Sheikh, but then the Sufi Iqbal Sahib has given the explanation. So when we do this cause, inshallah, with concentration and then devotion and then begging Allah Ta'ala, inshallah we'll see that at least by the time we reach here, I realize that, wow, I read namaz 20 years, what? I didn't read namaz. And namaz is not to be read, namaz is established namaz. That it must become a firm thing in my life, for that I have to learn. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz how you saw me performing namaz. In today's time, what it will translate? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not here, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught it to the Sahaba, they taught it to their students, the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in. Till today, learn from a Shaykh who's got a Shaykh. Don't go to a Shaykh who don't have a Shaykh. So we have to have, and he's got a proper connection with his Shaykh, then we will benefit. So before Hazrat started the 5 lessons, he first mentioned 3 important aspects. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi ke irshadat ko parne se pehle, man darja zail umur ko malhooz rakha jaye. That before we read the actual bayan of Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, these few points are important to keep in mind. That how will we benefit from this kitab? How will we benefit from these lessons? And this, these few points that to keep in mind has been termed as Noor, that is the light. The first light, what you should be concerned about, and after you do these 3 Noors, and keep this in mind, in fact 5 Noors, then you can carry on with the kitab and realize how you'll achieve this. The first one, Noor-e-Awwal, is mashq ka faida sirf unhi salikin ko hoga, jo zikr wa shagal ke tariq ko baar zhaapta اختیار کر چکے ہیں اور ان کو کسی درجہ میں بلکہ یادداشت حاصل ہو چکا ہے. That as we explained, that those people will really benefit from this kitab and really benefit who has done a course of zikr and spiritual reformation. That is, they have made a connection, taken there to a sheikh and properly by attending the majalis of the sheikh and doing the zikr, etc., then a person will see, and whatever has been taught to them by the Shaykh, they try to make it part of their lives. Then a person will see. It is like that kettle. If one connection is not there, you won't get your water boiling. So exactly the same, that our namaz, etc., we got all these appliances, but there's no connection. So here we have come here to connect our wires and get connected, then we will see what is the difference between every amal of deen. Every amal will give us, and this is for every amal. But when you do your zikr and shagal, in other words, the cause that the Shaykh tells you, and he gives us this cause, then a person will see the benefit of it. Otherwise, it is like a person buys a washing machine, but you don't read the instructions. And you don't read the instructions, you don't know how to use it properly, you just connect it, but you see it's not working properly. And you see, then you say they made me a fool, at what kind of washing machine they sold us. And when you phone them, they say, what's wrong? You say, no, it's not working properly. They ask you, did you read the manual? Did you follow the instructions of the manual? So exactly the same, we come here, the Shaykh gives bayan, we in a different world. We're not even paying attention, we're not sitting attentively, etc. And then when we go, we say, I didn't really benefit. Yes, the food was nice there, everything was nice, but I don't know, I didn't really benefit. No, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding to realize that we have to, we will only get benefit when we take this course serious. And you do what is properly, according to how we have to be coming, sitting with respect, with an open mind, with our clear intentions. Ab wo is malaka se apni namazo ko baru bana sakte hai. Now when you do the cause, then Allah will give you the strength to make your namaz a namaz of life. Otherwise it's like a son, he's getting married, then the father told him, make sure you go buy your washing machine, go buy your dishwasher, go buy your or other appliances, etc. He go buys it, he puts it in the house, and when his wife come, she's owning the thing, nothing is working. Say, what's happening? Says, no, it's not wired, there's no connection. So what is the good of it? So we come here, we listen, and we say, I heard this today, you read namaz also, but you're not doing your wiring, you're not doing your zikr. Like Hazrat says, our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, that kis karta hai dur manzil se, agar che Shaykh tera ho la sani. That you come also to the majlis, But you're not following the teachings of our Shaykh, and then after you leave the masjid, you carry on doing your own work. Now you're back on your cell phone, back watching movies, etc. So your Shaykh can be the best in the world. But if you're still doing your own lifestyle, getting involved in haram, then you will never ever, you'll dream to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. You'll say, I'm reading now, I went to so many courses, I still don't have life in my namaz. It's still I don't feel what he's saying, namaz will do my work for me. My dunya work, my deen's work. Namaz is that thing that will change our whole life. But my life is still the same. No, if you're not doing the course properly, then what you going to benefit? Like our Shaykh explained, one of the friends, that he was a diabetic person, and he was hospitalized. When in hospital, the doctor is giving him proper treatment, and he's telling the nurses, give him this diet, everything, giving his medicine, everything. At night, giving him his medicine, and in the morning when the doctor comes and check again, the sugar is very high. So he's telling the nurses, what's wrong? You're not giving him his medicine. He says, here's the chart, we're giving him everything. So why? He's going against all the theories of the doctors. He's supposed to, his sugar supposed to be down. What's happening? And then when they made up his bed, they see chocolate papers under his pillow. So on the one hand, you're taking your medicine, and on the other hand, you're not stopping the poison. So exactly the same, Allah save me, first of all, the worst, that we come here, we make zikr also, and we enjoy, we say zikr is enjoyable. But after my zikr, I'm looking at my cell phone, watching a movie, where there is even a bayan on YouTube, or etc. This will not make us progress. This will keep us, and it will block us on in the spot. Then a person won't able to make his namaz, baru, a namaz with life, which will deliver the goods for us, which will take us out of all the sports and all the unnecessary things. Because when you get connection in namaz, the first thing that you'll feel, that now you don't just like to talk to everybody. Your talking will become less. And now you will enjoy to be in solitude also. And thus you see the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that even if somebody wants to talk to them, it's like they're interfering in their privacy. That is why we have to see when a Shaykh is available. Don't just unnecessarily and asking unnecessary questions. We have to do what is our work. So Hazrat further explains, when you realize this and you do this cause of zikr and your tarbiyat properly, then aur namaz ke zariye se wo apne batini madaris mein bahut tarakki kar sakte. You do your cause properly, then see what namaz, how you are able to spiritually progress. And how you are able to, and as you are progressing spiritually, you will realize my namaz is still so weak. And you will want to be progressing more and more. Allahu Akbar. For just that is why it is so important. That, and what is the progress that you will be progressing? Jo tariqe nabuwat se tarakki karne ke mukhtalif zarai se ek aham zarai hai. That in the part of the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are many ways to get close to Allah Ta'ala. That is why very important, a person should never ever say, this is the only work to do and get closer to Allah. This is the real work. No. Buzurgs have explained, Allahu Akbar, that some ulama explained that there are as much as a person's breath, so many ways there are to get close to Allah Ta'ala. And that is why Hazrat explained that somebody asked Hazrat, Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Alayh, that presently in this time in India, Pakistan, there were pious people. They asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that who is the closest to Allah? He said, that you can't, that you won't know. Nobody will know that, because this different buzrugs, they get close to Allah in different ways. And no buzurg will able to say which buzurg is higher in the court of Allah. And Allah has kept many ways. Sometimes some person, he is getting closer to Allah just by making khidmat of animals, looking after animals. Some people are doing social welfare work. Some people are helping the widows and the orphans. Some people are close in their tahajjud, etc. So Allah Ta'ala has kept many ways open for us. and in the spot of, but it has to be according to the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, warna bairu namaz to na tariqe wilayat mein mu'tabar hai aur na tariqe mu'tabar mein nabuwat mein mu'tabar hai. Otherwise a namaz without life, that even in the spot of becoming the friend of Allah Ta'ala, it will have no effect in your life. And it won't even have effect in the part of Nabuwat, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us the way, that read namaz according to how I have showed you. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we do this course properly, and we'll see that every effort of deen, then you do this course of tarbiyat, then every effort of deen, life will come and we'll see the effect of it. Tilawat will be different, going for gush will be different, making your salah will be different, and then we'll see how enjoyable deen is. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.